A majority of US states have now legalized sports betting or online gaming in some shape or form. And 6 years after the fall of PASPA, you could even say that some early movers, like New Jersey, are mature markets now. For operators, it's been a competitive marketplace with DraftKings and FanDuel dominating the space in most states. But suppliers are also seeing the potential that North America holds, and as for operators, speed to market is crucial. Today, we're speaking to Greg Panessi, Chief Revenue Officer at Compliable, about how they're helping the industry achieve this by streamlining the licensing process. So welcome to the podcast, Greg. If we can just start off with an introduction to Compliable, if you could give me the elevator pitch.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. And Compliable basically streamlines the license process. So we help large operators and suppliers enter the US market and help with their licensing application through our platform.
Brilliant. And I would say first mover advantage is important in any region when a new market opens up, but maybe particularly so in the US with competition being so high. What would you say are the biggest pain points that slow operators and suppliers down as they're trying to launch in a new market in the US?
Well, I mean, strictly when it comes to licensing, it's surely the application process. So, you know, if you're an operator or supplier, you need to be licensed at three different levels, depending on your requirement. You could need to be licensed at the entity of the corporate area. You would also need your key executives to need to be licensed. And then your employees may need to be licensed depending on the nature of the role. So if I'm an operator or supplier trying to enter a number of different jurisdictions, maybe all at once, you can appreciate the complexities of that based on the different layers that need to be licensed. Again, entity, occupational, or key executives. And then every state requires their own licensing requirements. So every state is different. And so the process is not only very complex, but very time consuming and also can be very expensive as well.
Right. And the state element is obviously interesting, with which you wouldn't necessarily see in Europe. I guess you would see, looking at it out as a Europe being different countries, and so is the US. I think a lot of times people look at the US as one market, but that the different states add a level of complexity to it that maybe a lot of people aren't really aware of.
Well, 100%. Like, I mean, although a lot of the information requirements will be very similar from region to region, but the way they ask the questions could be different. The flow of how they ask the questions could be different. And then in addition, just various requirements. So what a key executive would be required to buy for one region may be completely different for another region. And, you know, putting that all aside, the other complexity is then tracking the licenses. So every region's different. Some regions you only need to get a license once every 5 years, some every need it every 3 years, some every need it every year. So, you know, your tracking variables are completely different for the region. And then coupling that with all the various people you need to track or corporate licenses, again, it's super complex and something that's where companies have utilized spreadsheets for many, many years, but realizing this is too difficult.
Right. And is this wishful thinking, but do you expect we'll ever see some nationwide rules and regulations come into force?
I mean, I'm not going to hold my breath, but I feel, you know, in North America, whether in the US or Canada, every region likes to operate with their own kind of flavor, their own kind of priority. So I don't see the application process changing, to be honest. And again, that is why a company like Compliable is in business, because the nuances, you know, we provide that value add for the compliance managers or legal officers to understand what is required for each region. We really make that process much more efficient and kind of serve it up on a plate to tell you these are the things you need in order to get into that market.
Yeah, I mean, RegTech is a huge growth area for our industry. And from a compliance-specific point of view, how has this rapid evolution helped operators and suppliers?
First off, speed to market, if I'm an operator, is the most important requirement, especially as a market's opening up. Because for every day that I'm not in that new region, that's millions of betting handle that I'm not going to be receiving. And so, you know, if we're able to help streamline that licensing process from a speed to market perspective, that's already a win. But then on top of that, by utilizing our platform, you also save money. You save the internal headcount or administration that is required. Or if you're outsourcing this to law firms, you can appreciate how expensive that would be if you're using law firms. And if I'm a supplier, same thing. I mean, if I need to support these operators, I need to go where the operators are. And, you know, so it's speed to market's also going to be important, because as suppliers, we work in all sorts of different regions because I'm supporting many, many different operators. But again, I'm kind of being pulled on that leash to go to that new region. So I need to be able to move when that operator is moving.
Is RegTech providers more helpful for smaller to medium-sized operators compared to the big giants who might have their own in-house teams and more resources to deal with these kind of things?
Yeah, I would actually say we're probably just as helpful in a different way. You know, you can appreciate these large operators, they have thousands of employees that potentially need to be licensing, or if I'm a supplier, thousands of employees may need to be licensed. So yeah, you could be a smaller company, but they don't have the people resources to manage this process, right? So even if you're just applying for an entity license for key executives and then some employees, that is still very time consuming. And when you're a mid to small type company where you just have a compliance manager, well, their job, they need to be focusing on the important things and not the administration of filling out applications or chasing an employee to make sure that they filled it out. So the small to mid-sized companies have different types of problems. And again, that's where our platform helps you, because, you know, we're saying in this region, you need to fill out this application, and this is the information you need. So that compliance manager doesn't necessarily have to figure out and, you know, hire a law firm or do a ton of research. If they know the regions they want to go after, you know, and that matches our platform, then we pretty much, you know, they go on our platform, they can see exactly what information they need to fill out and then go get that information, like a driver's license application or what have you, and then upload it. So it's pretty kind of like served up on a platter, if you will.
Since the fall of PASPA 6 years ago, the US has been on everyone's lips and everyone was very excited about the potential. Do you think the US has actually lived up to the initial hype for operators and suppliers? And is it worth the investment? This sounds like all companies actually have to make to actually make a mark in the US?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on what type of company you're asking. If you're asking a company like a supplier like us, or anyone in kind of responsible gaming or regulatory tech, I think so. Because US is much more complex than the European market as it relates to kind of certain regulations and what the compliance requirements that are needed. So, you know, it kind of has created revenue opportunities for a company like ours, you know, but so has it lived up to the hype for kind of technology providers, technology suppliers? Yes. If I'm an operator in Europe trying to enter the US market, you know, I think it really all depends. If you're kind of a new kind of sports book operator, you know, that has a kind of different type of tech that's quite innovative, you may be able to squeeze through, or you're going to get bought by one of the big incumbents. But, you know, I'm a European operator that I've been around for many, many years. You may have a good chance because you're already established, right? And you've already been established in the gray market, so you're well known. So I do really think it depends, but I'll say that it's super highly competitive. And, you know, you need those revenue dollars if you're really going to compete from an operator perspective. If I'm a gaming supplier, I definitely think it's lived up because, you know, a lot of these gaming suppliers, whether they're in Europe or in the US, are the ones that are kind of providing for these operators. You know, they're outsourcing their casino games to these operators. Casino is really kind of the revenue generator for kind of the sportsbook. It helps prop up that operator, and you kind of need the casino with the sports book if you truly want to be successful. And so, you know, gaming suppliers like Every or Aristocrat or Playtech, etc., you know, they're doing quite well because they get to support all these operators that are really trying to penetrate the US market.
So what can we expect on further developments in the US market this year? I'm aware there's an election year, so might put a spanner in the works.
Yeah, I mean, I think 2024 is going to be a quiet year. I mean, obviously, everyone's waiting for the likes of Texas, Florida, and California to come on board, but we most likely will not see that. And other than, you know, North Carolina and Vermont coming online, but that was in the works from 2023. So, you know, we're not going to see new regions where they're prioritizing kind of their online gaming initiatives. And, you know, quite frankly, that is mostly driven because it is an election year.
So what can we expect instead as markets mature? What will regulators focus on instead?
What we're going to see is regulators are definitely going to be focused on responsible gaming. You know, a lot of the regions are kind of in their growth stage. You know, they've been up and running for several years now. So it's now about how can we do better as a regulator and ensuring that, you know, gambling is in kind of the safe environment. And, you know, you're seeing things like up in Canada, you know, in Ontario, which is a very successful region where, you know, they're repealing what you can do around advertising. And so, you know, you're no longer going to be able to have athletes represent an operator. And so that may trickle down to the US. So you're going to start to see where, you know, the regions have been up and running for some time, but now what can we do better? What can we revise? How can we make changes that are much more positive? What we're also going to see from an operator perspective, you know, is this chase or this drive for profitability. And, you know, so we're obviously going to get to see them be much more strategic how they spend money as it relates to marketing. But I also think they're going to be adopting new technology. Are these technologies going to be able to save them time and money, you know, and for that quest of for profitability? And, you know, the Compliable platform is a great example. I could have a licensing team, or I could outsource all my license management requirements to a law firm or paralegal. Well, can technology mitigate that cost? Can the technology or the software, the platform, do that instead of a team of people? And so you're going to start to look at how can we do things much more efficient? How can we do things that, you know, maintain that speed, but keep us kind of driving towards that profitability?
Okay. And you are heading to London to attend ICE 2024. What are you hoping to get out of that event, and what benefits can it bring to a US company like Compliable?
Well, ICE is like one of the biggest gaming conferences in the world. So, you know, just having that exposure and going to that, I think it's tremendous. Obviously, Compliable being a US-based company, we tend to kind of stay on this side of the pond and, you know, attend SBC and G2E, which have been great conferences for us. But, you know, because we've done so well in terms of bringing on large US operators and suppliers, you know, we are starting to look at, you know, where else can we drive revenue for our company. And, you know, Europe is obviously that place, and especially to assist with kind of operators and suppliers that are still looking to enter or navigate the US market, or are looking for software to manage their current licensing process. You know, we're looking at ICE as kind of that channel for us to meet with these kind of operators and suppliers. And, you know, we do find attending these conferences a great way of a place of doing business, where you get all your operators and suppliers in one location with the right kind of decision-making C-suite executives there as well. So we do find it a very efficient way of kind of doing business, getting our name out, and getting that exposure that we're looking for.